Welcome to the Open House podcast site, available at theopenhouse.net.au blog site.
Well, over the last 6 weeks, Helen Shield has been visiting nursing homes. She hasn't been visiting them to bring some company, although good company she is. She hasn't been visiting them to bring some sort of Christmas carol, although I'm sure she can hold a tune.
That was for the best.
You reckon? She's been visiting them to collect wisdom. We thought some time ago we wanted to go and collect the wisdom that is just basically sitting there for us to learn. What are these folks, what are these elders of the nation, what are these seniors learnt and experienced that we really need to take on board? And so she's been doing that over the last 6 weeks. So please welcome Helen Shield. We call her our hostess of home truths, because that's what we've been calling this whole series, home truths, one of those kind of earthy, down-to-earth things that we can actually learn from our elders. It's been fun, hasn't it?
Yeah, totally. I like hostess of home truths. I kind of feel like I'm on a 1950s advertisement and I can do that little hand sweep.
Yes. I think you could do that very well, actually.
Thank you.
Bit of tie-dyed thing. Oh, 50... couple of generations out, but anyway, apart from that, we've been asking questions like, what's been your worst decision? What's been the best decision you've made? What have been the most vivid memories that you've actually had over your life? What does the world need to recover that it's lost in your lifetime? What would you say to yourself if you could go and sit down with yourself as a 16-year-old, if you could travel back in time, what kind of advice would you actually give to yourself? And then tonight's actually talking about spiritual things, but what have you taken away from this series, because some of them have actually been quite funny as
well.
Oh,
yeah. There have been some hilarious ones. But for the take-home value, yeah, like for the stuff that I'll really apply to my life, one in particular that stuck with me was a woman who said she was just part of a group where the culture was to be really strict with your kids, and she feels like she kind of lost her boys a bit through that. Mm. And now that they're adult men, she's got that distance there. That was a great reminder for me to always listen to my instincts. You know, if I feel like something's not quite right, maybe it's not. And to remember to always think about the long-term perspective as well. That was one that's really stayed with me
on a
serious level.
Yeah, I'm glad you're serious, because I remember all the funny ones.
Yeah, right.
was it Vincent who talked about falling in love? You know, the one that I'm going.
I believe that was James, the ladies' man.
Okay, so James, it was beautiful because Helen asked the question like, you know, what was the worst decision you ever made? And he said, falling in love with a woman at the age of 19.
And I said, oh, so what was it about falling in love at 19 that was a bad decision? To
and
which
he
you
said,
replied,
not 19, 90.
And then you can hear the tone change. I went, oh right. Also, 90, what about falling in love at 90 was a bad idea? It was like, well, she was 42.
Yeah.
It was never going to come to fruition, you know? And I'm like, okay.
And then, of course, you unearthed somebody who actually said that what the world had lost that we need to recover is slave labour.
Oh, which sounds awful out of context. What he was actually talking about was he used to get his kids to help him sell tomatoes. On the holidays when the caravan parks were full, his kids would get these big crates of tomatoes and they'd go around and sell them off for threepence or whatever it was. Mm. And then they just thought he was the greatest dad in the world, because he'd get him to sell these tomatoes and then buy them an ice cream at the end of it. And so he was just a hero in their eyes, and he really misses that. He reckons docs would be on his doorstep these days.
Things have changed just a little bit, haven't they? I think it was Carl Jung, the Swiss psychiatrist, who actually talked about all of the clients that he had seen in the latter stages of their life. He said very few, if not any, of the problems revolved around finding a religious outlook on life, which is basically where we're going tonight with the final question.
Incredible.
And the final question was, how has your spiritual belief changed over the years? Any surprises for you?
Well, I guess I expected that this was a generation who'd grown up in church and in Sunday school. You know, that was the norm for a lot of these people growing up. But what did surprise me was how things hadn't gotten stale and dry as life had gone on, was the depth that people had found. You know, they hadn't, as far as a suck it and see kind of thing in life, it hadn't proved to be false. Things had gotten a lot more deeper and a lot more real for them.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Well, home truths question number 6. How have your spiritual beliefs changed over time? Here is Doug, Betty, Joan, Angel, Kenneth, James, and Mavis.
It's strengthened. It's very much so.
Spiritually, I'm becoming a lot more mature.
I've just had my own beliefs and that's it.
I think I'm getting deeper involved than I ever thought I'd be.
God's my friend. I believe in prayers.
I talk to God all the time, all the time. But to pray in public, I'm not so good. But I can talk to the Lord anywhere, anytime, any place, you know.
And is that something that's changed as you've gotten older?
Oh, yes, yeah. But I'm still not good at praying, standing up and praying in front of people, if you know what I mean.
Oh, it's just about the same, I think. My beliefs is my beliefs. We all believe that there is something there, a belief or something, and it's just that you leave it in your own personal self.
I ask more questions of myself as I've got older. Coming home from Darwin just a fortnight ago, the plane was above the clouds, and we looked down, and I remembered the scripture where the Lord said, "Behold, he cometh with clouds, and every eye shall see him." And I thought to myself, how could this be? The people who are on the underside now of the earth, and Christ comes, and these people on the other side of the earth, how can they do this at the same time? Silly questions like that.
And I'm very glad my parents brought me up with a spiritual strand to my life. And it is a wonderful standby. And you don't have to say, what did I do wrong?
It's changed my life totally. It's just an unbelievable change for the better.
No matter what happens, God's in his heavens, all's right with the world. All's not right with the world, I know, but I do believe God has control.
We hope you enjoyed this Open House podcast, thanks to Christian Super and Real World Technology. To hear more from Open House, visit theopenhouse.net.au.